What can I do for you?
They got four guys out for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What was it with Robert that you just wasn't able to get going?
No.
Was it a setback on when he got back out there that first day?
Or? No. It was the end of the week, like I told you. And he just strained it, you know, three quarters of the way through the practice, and it set him back. And so with an injury like that, it's we're trying to get him over. You know, he was better. He was better yesterday and seems to be a little better today. So we'll put our heads together on that one for sure.
Tom, when you look at the Bills, maybe you were asked this early in the week, I apologize if you were, but do you look at everything? Do you look, I mean, are they more the team last week or they were, or, you know, how much of the team?
No, we look at the whole preseason and, you know, everything as long as Rex has been there. And they're a good football team. I mean, they run the ball. They defend the run. They give you multiple looks, like I've said over and over. They have two outstanding returners on special teams. You know, they showed their ability to come back in the fourth quarter against New England. So they've been +3 in their two wins and -1 in their loss to New England. So,
you see, when you look at that team, do you see sort of like those old the Jets teams that he had? Is there a lot there that's
well,
even though the players are obviously really
I think the theory and the concept behind how they play is there definitely. Yeah, that's Rex's team, Rex's concept of X's and O's.
After Romo and Ryan and Cousins, I mean, is Taylor a whole different type of quarterback?
He is in that he is, you know, 4-5 or in that range, and it's very important to keep him in the pocket. Otherwise, he definitely can hurt you, whether it's the option or just plain pulling the ball down and taking off. They do a lot of moving with him, which gives him the perimeter if it's blocked upright. And he has the option to throw on the move. So, obviously, 74% completions after three games is outstanding.
With Ayers out, does that sort of expand maybe the expectations for what you're going to look for out of Owa?
Well, it certainly, but it puts that whole thing into play for sure in more than one way if he does get to dress.
Do you have to limit him, though, in any way? Because, is he limited still in the amount maybe that he could play?
He practiced enough and well this week, so I don't know that he may, you know, he hasn't played in a while, so it may be that he would be fatigued and we may have to look at it that way if, in fact, he plays. So,
Tom, even though it's so early in the year, I mean, obviously the sky was falling at 0-2. Now you potentially could be tied for first place after this weekend. Obviously things change quickly. Do you look at standings in relation to pointing things out to the players this early at all?
Well, a couple of weeks ago we did. We just talked about our division and where our division was. So I think it's important for everybody to be aware of all circumstances. I certainly wouldn't keep something that was important away from them. And they're well read. They know what's going on.
When you said if he dresses with Owens, does that have more to do with
just
him?
A decision
so
on
foot or the decision?
No, not foot. Okay. No, he's been cleared to play that way.
There was a report today that Victor had an injection in his calf.
That I don't know, but if he did, then the idea was to get him better. Whatever they can do to get him better, we're all for it.